거 인생 겸 운장 피고 제돈 미스터 이사스 우비 제돈이 미스터 니키 웬 우비 바라야 넥 이스무 피우모 예 나 눈 놓아모 시리아니 아네 제쇼 이사 나 냄 으쌰모 니 치타 눈보 제아네 Victor Ossier, tu as ouï? Nem me chamo em dente, um tijolo em grego, um champion em grego, um lutino em grego, um butino em grego, e você está, e todo o tanto, até a meia-noite, meu bochão, meu edição da minha noite, meu edição da minha noite, já me ouvi com nós, em dente, Nuirin bi tiyan di siyan tiyat kyoyan obi nuirin bi. Nuirin bi tiyan siyan tiyat kyoyan obi nuirin bi. Istema sebu ma sebu tiyat kyoyan obi kyoyan obi. Nuirin kyo obi. Nuirin tema siyare ime vuit tiyat kyoyan obi. Saim mi kursu sar. Bi sar kyoyan muros kesu nuirin bi siyan tiyat tiyat kyoyan obi. Ekin ni to wo tiyan e nani.
He said that he is delivering these documents, asking from hell to the European Parliament. It's the first time they do such a thing, and he's happy he is giving it hand, and he says, I deposit my hope on you and on your European Parliament that you can do something for us.
Thank you. am Vittorio Agnoletto. I am a member of European Parliament, and I am also a medical doctor, and I work 20 years about infectious disease. Yesterday, I read the paper and the situation of infection, and like a doctor, I can say that it is really, really terrible. In the first 2 years, the children, in 1 or 2 years, they are infectious in 50%, more and less, with hepatitis A and especially with hepatitis B. The people about 30, 40 years old are infected about 75-85%. So means that without any therapy and without a vaccination, in some years a lot of them could die. This is the truth. We know very well that it should be enough few money to use therapy and to use vaccination, and a few money to have a refrigerator to conserve therapy. So it's not so expensive to save some lives. I will speak the next week, Monday and Tuesday, during the assembly of in Strasbourg of the European Parliament. We have two possibilities. The first one is that we have a delegation, a formal delegation that is working all the years between the European Union and Brazil. So I will speak with the president of this delegation, the European president of this delegation, to say you must put in the discussion this situation, and the European Union must press the Brazil to change the situation. The other opportunity is that from 1 year there is the Parliamentary Assembly European Union Latin America, and in the next month, in April, will be a quick meeting about this, about the relationship between the European Union and America Latina, and I will ask that this point could be inside the points to discuss in April during this assembly. This is the thing that I can do, and I will speak also with the European journalist in Strasbourg next week to sensibilize about this terrible tragedy, because it is really a terrible tragedy. Thank you.
While we wait for bureaucracy to move on, can
it's clear that in Brussels, I am in a subcommission about human rights in European Parliament and also in Foreign Affairs Commission. So normally I work with a lot of NGOs in headquarters of Brussels. It's clear that I will speak with also with them, clear, obviously. I know that it's faster, but I know also that it's very important, the institutional level pressure on the Brazil government. So I will work in all two different ways, absolutely. Completely agree.
In Brasil não existe uma para um equipo estatal.